Simon & Schuster Audio presents Where They Lie by Claire Coughlan. Read by Aoife McMahon. Chapter 1. Monday, 23rd of December, 1968. Some stories demand to be told. They keep coming back, echoing down through the decades until they find a teller. There must have been a time before when silence prevailed and Nicoletta's days and nights weren't filled with the hum of voices, guttural shouts of copy at the copy boys pattering stampede across the grubby lino to grab the black page from the waiting reporter and take it to the case room. But she likes to think her life began here, was forged at this wall of noise. The clack-clack of typewriters is a sound she'll never tire of if she lives to be 80. The Irish Sentinel holds her in the present. It makes sense in a way nothing else does. She observes this peculiar space properly now the newsroom is almost empty. The strip lighting and wide curtainless windows, fogged with condensation, laying bare the souls within, puts her in mind of a stage. She misses the sound of the typewriters now they have fallen still. One of the two copy boys on duty is asleep under his coat, his snores oozing along the floor like spilled coffee. The printing presses have yet to start rolling in the basement, signalling the end of the shift as surely as church bells. But there is already talk of giving up the ghost and going to a nearby pub for some welcome festive cheer. Nicoletta sits resolute, her back ramrod straight. She hasn't been invited on the premature flit to the pub, as she's been tasked with working the night town shift. She feeds each hour with regular phone calls to Dublin's Garda stations, Pier Street, Harcourt Street, Store Street, Dunleary, Hoth. Each time someone answers, she hesitates before saying a variation on the same thing. It's like a rehearsed party piece, glib and sing-song. It never comes out quite the way it did in her head. And each time, she gets the same reply. Nothing doing. It's Christmas, after all.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?